Hello, I'm Niall Kahn, and this is the P-Pro Podcast. This week on the show, we're going to be diving into PaySafe Cash. It's a new product from a well-known company, PaySafe Card, and in Europe, it fills a gap in the payment ecosystem that has not been well exploited, namely paying for goods online in cash. Today, I'm joined by Robert Albrecht, head of new business at PaySafe Cash, to discuss the product. Robert, thank you so much for joining me today.
Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
So paying for goods online with cash is a really odd and foreign idea to a lot of people. Can you just explain how someone can pay for goods online?
Sure, pleasure. But before I answer the actual how, let me try to answer one part of your questions before I'll comment on it. When you said that paying with cash for goods online may be a little bit odd. Because to you and me, it may be very well appear strange to use a physical payment tool for digital shopping. However, cash is still the most popular payment option worldwide. You just have to be aware that 80 to 85% of all transactions are paid in cash. And so that paints a pretty clear preference of people using cash. And we here at PaySafe Card, we try to bridge that gap between online and offline and give people the option to use their preferred payment option online as well. And on top of that, actually, unfortunately, still a significant amount of people without having no proper access to banking services and therefore also to the world of digital payments. And also we want to enable these people to participate in e-commerce as it's the future of shopping. And last but not least, people are extremely worried these days about security of their financial data online. And with cash and PaySafe Cash, the product I'm promoting here, is the fact that there is no financial data required at all, so it's absolutely safe.
So PaySafe Cash, there's obviously a massive market there. People are maybe using this for security reasons, and it's obviously paying for goods online is quite common in countries that are underbanked, like in Latin America. But how does the actual technical side of it work?
Yeah, so from a user experience point of view, it's quite similar to the process you are already familiar with. So you go online, you select the products and goods you would like to purchase, and eventually you are asked how you would like to pay, and you are presented with all the payment options you have. And a merchant who offers PaySafe Cash, cash will just be one additional option at this point in time. So you will see an option to ask you, hey, do you want to pay cash for your purchase? And once the customer selects that option, we generate a barcode for this particular purchase and amount. And this barcode, this customer can then take to one of our payment partners or payment points where we provide a very dense network of around 115,000 payment points in currently 24 countries, predominantly in Europe. And the customer just simply presents the barcode in the payment point for scanning. It is scanned by the terminal like any other product, like a box of milk. And the customer will be asked for the open amount. And that's it. That's done. Once you successfully paid this scanned barcode at the offline shop, your online purchase has just been successfully paid with cash.
Now, does someone have to just run down to the corner market immediately after clicking the buy button? Or is there a little bit of a gap there?
There is, of course, a gap, and this gap is actually manageable by the merchant or the e-shop who offers PaySafe Cash. So the barcode has a certain validity time, the time between the creation and when it needs to be paid. And the merchant can decide how long this should be, and the requirement vary depending on the nature of the product. So e-retail shops prefer more shorter time for payment as they need to reserve the product in the back end, while other customers, like, for example, charities who offer cash as a donation form, want their customers to be able to pay the barcode over days and weeks and maybe even months. So the time is manageable and flexible based on the merchant and the transactions. And what we see currently on average for all of our customers, and when I say customers, I mean merchants, the average time between creation and payment of a barcode is around 4.5 hours, so rather short.
Once the cash is handed over at the shop, does the merchant automatically have a warning that it's been paid, or is there also a little bit of a delay there?
Well, we will inform the merchant in almost real time of the successful payment. So we have a short period of time, which we call the grace period of a couple of minutes, so not more than 5 minutes at the point of sale, where there may happen something. For some reason, the transaction needs to be canceled because a customer changed his mind or not enough money in his pocket or for whatever reason. So we have this little security buffer at the POS. And after that, we will inform the merchant that the transaction has been successfully done or performed, and he can ship the product.
So really, it's almost the exact same time frame as it would be if someone was purchasing with a credit card online.
Correct. And the beauty of it is from that moment on, when we get the notification from the POS that the money has been paid, we also guarantee 100% of that payment to the merchant. So then we are actually liable for all the money arriving at the merchant.
Switching a little bit to security here, you had mentioned already that for consumers, security in online purchases is a massive issue, and PaySafe Cash is a really good means of controlling the amount of information that they give out. For merchants, it's a little bit trickier, right? So how are merchants protected with PaySafe Cash?
There's one important aspect when you pay with cash and not with credit card, for example, or with bank transfer. There's absolutely no risk of chargebacks. So once this money is paid, there is no, or actually when you pay a transaction with cash, there is no option to use fraudulent financial data or stolen financial data. So the merchant with this payment method is 100% protected against any kind of chargebacks. Plus we guarantee all the money which we collected for the merchant. And this provides an extra security layer for the merchant in terms of fraud. And also, we will monitor on our systems each and every transaction for suspicious behavior. Therefore, we can be pretty sure that the transactions we have and we conduct with PaySafe Cash, with the learnings we generated from PaySafe Card, are almost fraud-free.
So let's say that I went online and I go to Amazon, I bought a new pair of shoes, I tried the shoes on at home, they don't actually fit. I paid with PaySafe Cash. How do I return my goods and get my money back?
So returns and refunds are handled also via PaySafe Cash. And that's one of the advantages over other cash payment options like cash on delivery, for example. Because with PaySafe Cash, upon the first payment a customer does with PaySafe Cash, we create an account for him. So he just needs to enter some personal information and we create an account, which is similar to what you may know from PayPal or other payment options. And this account can also hold money when there is a refund, meaning the merchant initiates via our interface a refund call to us once the customer has informed the merchant that he doesn't like the shoes or the shoes don't fit. And we will then just credit the amount to the customer's PaySafe Cash account. And from there, he can either transfer it to a bank account or use it for consecutive PaySafe Cash payments in the future.
And is there actually an upper limit to how much I can spend with PaySafe Cash?
Yes. So due to a very close look of the regulatory bodies and law enforcement institution on cash in general, and even worse out of their perspective for cash online, we comply with all the AML regulations and requirements. So what we have currently in our product is maximum transaction volume of 1,000 euro per transaction. And also we have a accumulated volume of each customer in a given time frame, so either monthly or annually, which depends on how good we already know the customer, so how well the KYC process is advanced. Meaning, when you first do your first transactions and we have validated your email address and phone number, you can spend up to 2,500 euros in a year. And if you want to spend more with PaySafe Cash, then we actually want to know you a little bit better. So you have to make a full KYC, so-called full due diligence. And once we have the assurance that you are the one who you claim you are, you can spend up to 2,500 euros every month with PaySafe Cash.
Okay, very interesting. In Europe and North America, where PaySafe Cash is available, there isn't such a developed market for online cash payments. How large do you guys figure the market is for this kind of payment?
Yeah, I get that a lot. So people ask me a lot about, Latin America, Asia, Africa. I totally get the cash part of things, but why Europe and North America? And actually, the target group we face here is bigger than many of us may think. So I already mentioned the shoppers that are really concerned about security, as well as people with insufficient access to banking services. And the latter alone account for more than 130 million in continental Europe. But there's also a use case where even you and me could become the target group for PaySafe Cash. Just imagine if we leave now the e-commerce part for a second and imagine you have a bank account with one of the new challenger banks like Moniz, Bank or Revolut. And these business models are by default 95% online only. But there is one thing all of these revolutionary banking systems cannot ignore, which is cash. And the amount of cash in circulation in the Eurozone increases by almost 8% every year since 2002. So it's far from getting irrelevant. And these businesses, while the withdrawal side is mainly covered with any kind of cards they issue, there's still the question of how do they actually handle deposits? So how do you get cash money onto your bank account? And with our solution, with PaySafe Cash, we actually offer also those customers and their end customers a truly international solution to load cash onto, for example, online bank accounts without the need of walking into a competitor's bank branch. So for these kind of use cases, not only security seekers or underbanked people are in the target group of PaySafe Cash, but you and me could be. That's basically also one reason why we concentrate on Europe and North America.
That's really interesting. I actually hadn't heard about that feature of PaySafe Cash. So you can actually go to a shop, hand over money, and then it would be transferred to your PaySafe Cash account, which you could then transfer to a bank account?
Well, not quite. So, for example, if we would work with a challenger bank and they have their customer relationship via their banking app on their phone, and they offer an option which says deposit cash. And if the customer would press deposit cash, he would most likely be asked, okay, how much do you want to deposit? And then we would, for this customer of this particular bank, generate this barcode, the PaySafe Cash barcode, which then the end consumer could use to go to one of our payment points, present the barcode, pay the money, and like if you would pay for your pair of shoes from the earlier example, you would actually credit this or deposit that money on your bank account.
So, Robert, how exactly would this cash deposit service work with PaySafe Cash? Do I have to have a certain bank?
No, actually, it all starts at the merchant side. So similar to the e-retail example we had earlier, when you check out, you are presented with all the options. It would work similarly for any kind of bank or challenger bank. So you would have your app, you would select the option, I want to deposit cash. You would eventually define an amount you would like to load. And in the next step, we would generate for this particular customer and amount a barcode, which he then can take to one of our payment points, have it scanned there, pay the amount in cash, and as soon as that's done, it's going to be debited or credited to his bank account.
I confess that using PaySafe Cash with a bank is an interesting idea. It's not something that I had actually thought of before. What other kind of industries are you guys looking at targeting?
With PaySafe Cash, we try to either create benefit for a merchant or solve a problem. So while there is a pretty clear value proposition towards financial services, as just described, accessing the huge amount of cash out there and digitalize it, there are other industries such as, for example, utilities, where we would solve a problem because a lot of utilities in the European economic area have an obligation to accept cash in order to not discriminate people who, for whatever reason, do not have the ability to pay their bills with any other mean like bank transfer or credit card. So they have to have a cash option, and currently they solve it with having their own outlets. And we would enable them to use PaySafe Cash to decentralize their cash collection network, outsource the cost factor of it, and make it more convenient for the end consumer. So there we would solve a problem and reduce operational costs in the utility area. And the third pillar we look at is the one we also had before, is the typical e-commerce market where we would offer merchants the only payment option which addresses 100% of their target group, independently of any kind of other payment options they may have. Everyone has access to cash, and now we enable also e-commerce merchants to address everyone with a cash payment option.
And who are the people using PaySafe Cash? Do you have any information about if it's male, female, what age it skews towards, and what they're actually buying with PaySafe Cash?
So in contrast to PaySafe Card, which is a payment option which is very popular in younger generations and where we address a lot of the gamer and gambler community, the people who use PaySafe Cash, and that's also was one of the intention we had in mind, is much broader in terms of age, in terms of social background, And I think as the examples we discussed already show, the typical PaySafe Cash user is hardly to pin down because it strongly relates to the merchants who offer PaySafe Cash. While with e-commerce, we may address the security seekers, which are a little bit like on the older side of the spectrum, and people who don't have any other choice to pay with it. On the financial services and challenger bank side, we may address their customers, which are rather younger, tech-savvier, but still have access to cash, obviously. And with the utility use case, we actually address everyone who needs to pay a bill and want to use cash for it. So it's hard to really define one single target group for PaySafe Cash, because that depends strongly on the use case and the merchant who offers it.
Excellent. Robert, I just want to say thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a real education on PaySafe Cash.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me and giving me the opportunity.
Thanks for listening to the P-Pro Podcast. If you're enjoying the show, make sure to subscribe on Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you hear podcasts, and leave a review. If you'd like to follow P-Pro on social media, you can follow them at P-Pro_payments. This podcast only sounds good because of Andre Ratke. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.